Hey guys, welcome to the first real episode of LGTE Cast. Today we are going to be mainly talking about gaming and what's coming up in gaming news right now. So first, let's talk about Minecraft. So Minecraft is turning 10 years old on May 17th in just a few days actually. So yeah, Minecraft's been around for almost 10 years, which is actually pretty crazy. I've been playing Minecraft for 8 years now, and it's just crazy how fast time has gone by. I feel like it was just yesterday that I just started playing Minecraft. Yeah, Minecraft has some news updates coming up soon, and I think Minecraft's doing really well for a game that's been around for 10 years. And it's absolutely crazy. Okay, so next subject is E3. Nintendo has officially announced their E3 lineup, so on June 11th at 9 a.m. Pacific time, they're doing a Nintendo Direct at E3, and they're going to announce some games and stuff, and you know, just an E3 Direct. Like, they do this every year, so hopefully they announce some good games, hopefully they release some release dates, and you know. So on June 8th, they're going to do a battle of the best, which is going to be a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate World Championship and Splatoon 2 World Championships. So then on June 11th to June 13th, they're going to be doing Nintendo Treehouse Live at E3 2019. And that's Nintendo's lineup. Now let me tell you about Xbox's lineup. They're going to do an Inside Xbox Live at E3, which is where they tell about some exclusive announcements, and they show some game demos, and they have some interviews and giveaways and all that stuff. And then they're also going to have an Xbox Fan Fest, which is where all the Xbox fans go and like get early access to Xbox hottest games, grab some custom swag, and so much more. It's been known for a while. Sony is not attending E3 this year. So some people might be a little bit upset about this, but Sony might have their own convention. So I think that's what's going to happen with Sony. And that's it for E3 announcements. Okay, so next news is Valve. So Valve usually doesn't participate at E3s. They have in the past, but now in this point of time they usually don't. They haven't confirmed if they were going to be at E3, but if they did go to E3, this would be a good time to announce some games. Hopefully Valve does announce some non-VR games soon. Now, don't get me wrong, I do love their VR games, but I kind of want them to make some more games like Half-Life or Portal. Maybe Half-Life 3. Maybe Portal 3. You never know. So, yeah, if Valve has anything to announce, like any new games that they want to announce, then they might go to E3. You never know, so yeah, I think that's it for today's podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.